Because Alex Fasolo is down in the rooms with Rowan for Petters. Rowan?
Yeah, thanks, Hutto. Great scenes down here. Real jubilation after a win. You've kicked six. You've pulled the game out of your you-know-whats. Doesn't get a lot better, does it?
That was as good a win as I've been a part of. I felt, as a group, I suppose we felt like we were due for something to fall our way. And, you know, we stuck at it, did our thing, and crawled over the line. It was an unbelievable feeling.
Well, congratulations on your own performance. It was just those last couple of minutes from the moment you kicked the goal, got them within a goal, it was just absolutely frantic. Describe that scene in the goal mouth as Darcy Moore kicked the ball in from the deliberate out-of-bounds free kick.
I was just talking to him just then. He goes, I was having a set, I was having a shot until my last two steps. I went, oh, no, I'll put this top of the square. There's enough time. So he threw it at the top of the square and it came off. He should get just as much credit as Brody. But, you know, just unreal. We knew, you know, probably the golden rule of a goal a minute, and there's probably three to go with about and three goals to kick. So, no, we did it. It was good.
Alex Moon's up here, mate. Congratulations on a win, but more importantly on your performance. And I saw you play a couple of games during the pre-season. I thought, you know what? I've been watching you for a few years now. I thought maybe the penny has dropped for this young man and you're going to play some consistent football. And I think from your pre-season and up until now, you'd be extremely happy with how you're going.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy with being at the football club. I'm really happy being here in Melbourne. And I suppose I felt like I had a pretty strong end to the season last year, and I knew with another pre-season under my belt that I could hopefully continue that form. And, you know, it's early days, but, yeah, no, I'm pretty confident with where I'm at, so it was good.
Alex Terry Wallace upstairs. Congratulations to both yourself and the footy club. What a fantastic victory. How did you come up after that bad knock that you got last week?
Yeah, I dodged a bullet there. I'm a bit stiff, a bit sore, but... Nothing too bad. I definitely could have come out of it a lot worse, and it gave me a bit of a fright, and Mum as well. So, but no, I'm all right.
No doubt, and it was a very lucky one. Adam Treloar, I mean, there was a lot said about, was he going to go to Richmond? Was he going to go to Collingwood?
He nailed it, didn't he?
But he did. He really seriously did. So, really handy player to have at your footy club.
Yeah, he was unbelievable today. He was actually bloody good last week as well. So it's just good to get the 4 points. But look, he's he's crazy. He's like, to be a real crazy inside mid like him, you've got to be a little bit loose in the head, I reckon. So, he was unreal again tonight, and good on him, because he picked the right list, because we'll win a flag in the next couple of years, and we'll be sweet.
Hey, it's a great reminder, a game and a finish like this, just how fine a line it is. That ball doesn't go through the goals with 4 seconds left. You guys are 0-2. You got the whole world at you after last week's effort. Instead, you're really buoyant. You come into those rooms, you're 1-1. It all starts again, really, doesn't it?
That's the beauty of the game. I mean, by no means did this week redeem us from last week. They're two pretty separate entities. But we won this week and we lost last week, and that's that. You know, we didn't get too caught on last week's result. We got pants, and that was that.
Hey, Alex, you brought in Ben Reid for his first game this year.
He was unreal.
I mean, he's missed so much football over the last couple of years. And I always rated him as one of the best key defenders that I played on, even when he was a kid. I mean, his importance tonight, the way he put himself in the right position, he's kicking off the halfback. I mean, you've missed this man so much, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, it's unreal. The way he defends first and then beats his man one-on-one, takes opposition marks and then uses it by foot so well. It just helps our whole ball movement as well as our team defence. He's a pivotal link.
Just finally, what was the message from the coach through the night? I mean, I think everyone observing, it wasn't a great standard of game. Both sides were really struggling with their ball usage. So what were Buck saying to you as the night at the main breaks?
Attitude and effort. We didn't bring it last week, and without attitude and effort, nothing else matters. If you don't win contested ball, doesn't matter how you use it, doesn't matter how you defend, doesn't matter about all of it. You got to win contested ball, and you got to want it.
Oh, you got the job done. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
On your own performance and the team.
Good on you.
Alex Fasolo, 6 goals, 14 disposals, 6 marks, 6 goals.